Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends, Misty's got something good for you this morning.
Yes. So if you have leftover candy after last night, you can actually donate it to a really good cause. Not everybody knows this. There are a number of organizations that will take it. Treats for Troops, Operation Shoebox, both of them will send it to deployed soldiers. The Ronald McDonald House will take it, and you can always check with your dentist to see if they have a candy buyback program where they'll exchange it for toothbrushes and hygiene kits and stuff like that. Not as fun as the candy, but useful nonetheless. So I'm just curious if you do something interesting with your leftover candy.
I eat it.
Hand it over.
Besides eating it.
You know what's interesting? Everybody's different. Every family's different. But some good friends of ours, she lets her kids have that one day of candy.
Oh.
And then that is it.
Just go for it.
She takes it all away and would bring it into work.
You were done.
So I got to eat it. So I thought that was interesting.
I'll take all the candy corn.
You actually like candy corn. Some people despise those.
Oh my goodness. That's so funny because Dave Moore in the afternoons is like the anti-candy corn person.
Right.
So you can have all of his.
Yeah. All right. We'd like to know what you do with your candy. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Hey, if you're having a hard time falling asleep, a new trend is lettuce water. You steep lettuce leaves in hot water like in tea bags. And then drink it, and people insist they get sleepy, and they can't keep their eyes open. I don't know what that would be like. How much lettuce? Wonder. You know, a bunch.
Like lettuce is not something that I think has a big taste on its own.
Doesn't.
9 times out of 10, unless you're getting like the leafy greens. But I feel like steeped in water, not tasty.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think it would be. Of course, there's warm milk. I've heard that helps. Drink a glass of warm milk.
Steep your lettuce in warm milk.
Maybe it's just the warm water. I can't imagine.
That might be it. I guess there is some chemical in lettuce that this, steeping it, because I read about this, will pull from it. But I don't know if I'm that committed to sleeping.
I know.
Sonia is with us from New Mexico. What helps you fall asleep?
Well, I wanted to comment. We go through these hardships, and most of the time it weighs on our heart before we go to bed. And I think what happens is when we wake up in the morning, it's still on our mind because it wasn't resolved, you know, and I would love to turn that into something positive. And I think if we think about Jesus before we go to bed, and we have a point of reason when we wake up, that's the first thing we think about, because we went to sleep thinking about it. If we do this more often, we're able to tap into that subconscious when we wake up. That's the first thing we want to do.
Oh, I like that. Well, who doesn't want to fall asleep with God?
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
Best way you can go to bed.
That's peaceful.
Yeah. So what helps you to fall asleep? Is it spiritual like that, or is there a natural remedy? 888-888-9976. Maybe you had a great night's sleep, and maybe you're like, Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Did you like that sound?
It was awesome. Kenkel Fritz sound effects.
Trying to wake up here.
We're trying to help each other fall asleep better. And there's something you do? Tell us.
This is Joe from Montrose. The thing I do to fall asleep sometimes is, you know how it says it in Isaiah, you are imprinted on the palm of my hand. Well, I imagine my mattress as God's big hand holding me.
Oh.
And that really, really comforts me and helps me go to sleep.
In a way that is comforting. His hand, just laying in his hand.
Yes, and I really love your station.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate that. Actually, the more I think about it, it's kind of funny, too.
It is. <It's making.
laughs> God's comfy hand.
God's. I'm like, I hope he doesn't have an itch and drops me, or, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
That's really soft.
Oh, what? Come on.
Does God have itches? That makes no sense at all. It does. I love that. That is beautiful. I'm really, more to think about it, that's that comforting, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Don't let that. The MyaPillow guy hear that, though. He will make this mattress.
Family Life Radio.
Maybe you've had the opportunity to bless somebody at Christmas time. Hey, it's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends on Family Life Radio. I was working in country radio, guys. And we're doing this thing where we're taking names for families that you knew of that didn't have a lot, and you could buy toys for their kids.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So when this promotion was done, there was still a name left.
Oh.
And I called my wife. I said, "Hun, want to go to Toys R Us?" So we... Normally, it's like one listener would buy one gift. I don't know. God just impressed upon me. Let's have some fun here. Hmm. And we had the money at the time to do it. So we just bought everything on the list.
Wow.
And delivered it to her at work. And she just crumbled to the floor.
Wow.
That Christmas had been saved for her family.
Aww.
And we just want you to know that you have the opportunity right now, if you want to, with the Family Life Radio Toy Drive, to help a child in need in an underprivileged situation.
Yeah, it's a great reminder that they're loved by God and you. It's really the gift of hope when you drop off a new unwrapped toy for children. You can do so through our sister ministry, Youth Haven. There are some other local nonprofits participating as well between now and the end of November.
And it's really easy. For a toy drive list and to find drop-off locations, just visit myflr.org or text the word TOY to 58326.
And you know what? You're just going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You're helping an old kid. Hopefully have a great Christmas this year. Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you. We're talking about what helps you fall asleep and tips to help do that. We're talking with Precious right now. Love your name.
Thank you.
Well, what helps you fall asleep?
My tip is just to turn on the dishwasher. The sound of the dishwasher just lulls me to sleep every time.
Oh.
Wow. Unfortunately, we have a real quiet one.
Where can you hear your dishwasher in your room, or do you just pull a cot up next to it?
I have a one-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
Oh, so, okay.
Sort of like, I mean, it's that running water sound. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Makes me feel like I'm in a boat.
Oh.
Swish, swish.
Need to get a waterbed to complete the whole setup.
Yeah.
Remember those things?
Waterbed.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Do they still make those? Oh, my gosh.
I don't think they do.
If you do, you don't really see anybody. I don't see any stores for them.
No.
No.
They're bad for your back.
That's what I heard. There's not a support for your back, so.
That may be what's wrong with my back now.
You know, with all that swishing with the dishwasher and the waterbed, I might need to use the restroom.
Oh, my God. I feel seasick.
I need Dramamine to go to bed. Is God real? You probably think so. I mean, that's probably why you're listening to Family Life Radio. But Lee Strobel, he is a former atheist, a journalist who wrote the book Case for Christ years ago, how he basically wanted to prove that Jesus wasn't real. Realized there's so much evidence for Jesus. And he said one of the main reasons that a lot of people are atheists or they don't come to Jesus is because of the suffering in the world. If all the suffering, you know, how could God allow all this suffering? And this is what he said.
Every worldview has to deal with suffering. This is not some academic question or abstract philosophical issue. This is real. God has existed from eternity past as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, in a perfect love relationship. Love is the highest value in the universe. And when God decided to create humankind, he wanted to give us the ability to love each other and to love him. The only way he could do that would be to give us free will, because love always involves a choice. But what did we do with the free will? We walked away from God. We hurt each other. You know, I can take my hand and with my free will, I can kill an innocent person. Or I can take my same hand and feed a hungry person. But if I take my hand and kill an innocent person, it's a little disingenuous to say, God, why do you allow suffering in the world? You know, we're the problem.
Well, how novel is that?
Right?
The reason why our planet is messed up, it's because of us. Not because of him.
Whoops.
He just allowed us to make our own decisions.
Yeah.
You know. So I hope that encourages you today. I think this, our interview with him was so good. I think it's great. Even if you've been a follower of Christ for years, it's just good to think about all the evidence that there is for God. So make sure you check out the full interview. It's on our podcast.
Family Life Radio.
Maybe you've witnessed somebody going beyond their physical ability. For me, we celebrated a year since God really rescued us, my husband and me, from an accident on a mountainside. And we took a trip back just to say, thank you, Lord. And I was stunned, you guys, to recognize that Roger had run down, my husband, a mountainside, much more steep than I knew, much more distance than I knew, to go and get help. And he didn't do it once. He did it twice because they lost track of where we were.
So what you're saying is you went back to the scene of the accident where you had your ATV accident and you walked the path that he walked to save you.
We did.
And you're like, Roger, this was quite the distance.
I was just like, what you won't do for love and go even beyond your physical ability. It's not that he is very athletic and good, but not going down two mountains and back up again. How he did that, because imagine he was in the accident too.
Yeah. He was banged up.
Just really a God moment of saying, thank you, Lord, for supplying when we are not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And just the moment to sit there and say, thank you, Lord, that we're here to go back and see this place of rescue, really.
Yeah.
And recognize all over again that my husband loves me to a point where he could supernaturally do what he couldn't do naturally on his own, and how God works hand in hand for us, right?
Well, you know, that's one of the definitions of grace is the ability beyond your own ability.
Oh, that's good.
But you've heard of those stories of someone like lifting up a car off of somebody.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
and it.
It's, you know, it's like somehow he supercharged Roger and
That's it. So thank you, Lord, moment and recognition of love that goes beyond ability. And
maybe you've got a story like that. We'd love to hear yours. Well, is there a situation where somebody you know, or maybe it was yourself, God gave you extra gas in your tank to do something? What was it? What happened? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. It's time for that good news of the day. Hey, give us your good news at 888-888-9976. Toby is with us. Give us your good news.
I talked to you guys like 2 months ago. I was the one that had brain cancer.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of new events. I got the all clear and everything, but then I started getting headaches again. And I went into the doctor and it like tripled in size.
Oh, no.
So that was on last Thursday. And I just was real hopeless, just felt lost. But then everybody started praying and I just really felt like the Lord's presence and his peace and his awesomeness. I ended up going up to San Francisco. They did a surgery. They took it out. I'm actually in the hospital in San Francisco. But I just wanted to share with anybody out there who is feeling like it's completely hopeless, and it's not. It's not hopeless because God's presence, God's grace, God's mercy is so astounding, and there is hope. God is there with us through the dark times.
Well, you know what you also did is you invited God to be there. That's involving prayer and praise, and that's what you did.
Yeah.
So that did they get it all?
So they got it all, and okay, so here's a kind of a cool thing. Is the first one they diagnosed me with, it's a gliomoblastoma, which is like pretty gnarly one. Mm. Like it's like the worst kind of one.
Okay.
But then the newest one that they took out might be a couple grades lower.
Oh, good.
Which is great. Every morning I wake up, I sing nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I just imagine his blood just flowing through my brain and just healing everything.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So
It's an exciting journey that we're on.
Well, we're going to believe along with you. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Man, we're so encouraged. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'll call back more and give you guys more updates.
Cool.
So. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Well, you too. Hey, we want to hear your good news. What's God doing in your life? 888-888-9976. I wonder what's cooking in that For King and Country crock pot. Maybe it's some of that Danny Gokey artichoke dip.
Ooh, yummy. Colton Dixon dogs.
People are turning on the radios going, what has happened? They have lost their minds. So, here's what's going on. Just a heads up. We love to have you give your input as to what songs we play. It sort of gets to be the music director here at Family Life Radio. And so we're just imagining, what if we had our own tailgate party? What songs would be there playing? You get to choose, and someone's going to win a $50 gift card. Not just somebody. 50 people will win $50 Amazon gift cards. So, and all you have to do is tell us what you think about our music.
I really like it. Myself, the Jeremy Camp stew looks really good to me. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Nice and
chowder,
chunky.
Chowder.
Mm. Ooh.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, Bethel Brownie Brittle. Sarah always brings that to the gathering.
That's just lovely. And then there's some Ann Wilson hot wings.
Yes.
Maybe you like that song, or do you like this song better? One day you're coming back. One day I'm coming home. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven changed everything. Vote on your favorite songs. Which songs should we play more, and which songs should we just kind of be leftovers and not take into this tailgate?
Slide into the trash can.
Vote right now at myflr.org. Kankel, Fritz, and friends, and Misty's got something good for you this morning.
Since the beginning of the school year, there's an automotive club at Louisa County High School in Virginia. They've been restoring a car. That was their big project. And they are learning how cars work and how to make repairs, but they were doing it for more than just that lesson. On the 19th of this past month, October, they gifted the car to Michelle Mendez. She is a single mother of six, and she and her family have been taking the bus. And she says this is going to be so helpful, not only in getting to and from work, but also just getting all those kids to and from their school commitments.
Wow. Oh, how nice. I love that.
Awesome.
You know, it's one thing to, learn what you're trying to do there, but to be a part of giving something away.
This seems to be kind of a trend that's picking up with shop classes and stuff, because I've read several stories like this. I love that.
That's awesome. Hmm. So, just curious, 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Do you have some company perks that you love for where you work? There's a company called Nutrition Solutions, and they're making headlines for hosting workouts, letting their employees remain on the clock to get paid they choose to attend.
Oh, that's cool.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so obviously a nutrition company is going to be all healthy,
Right.
I guess they're, putting their money where their mouth is there. How about you? Is there a perk that you enjoy, or what kind of a perk would you like? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Now, back in the day, most things are digital now, but back when DVDs and CDs, companies would just send all of that to the radio station, enough to give away and also for the employees to always take one. So
there
I used
go.
To have quite the DVD collection.
Yeah, that's good.
Dreaming a little. Puppies.
Oh, puppies at work.
Yeah,
a little. What would puppy that be room. Like? Oh, yeah.
A little hug a puppy. Yeah.
I love it.
So. We need an office puppy here.
We do, don't we? I wouldn't get anything done, though. I'd be playing with the puppy all day.
Well, I'm willing to sacrifice work for puppies.
Go say that to our president.
Kidding.
Family Life Radio.
I'm calling about the perks at work.
Yeah.
Well, at our work, they cook us a meal every day. More nice meal.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think that's amazing.
Where do you work that this happens?
I work for the Marriott.
Oh, nice.
Love it.
Wow.
That is very thoughtful of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually you're running late. You don't get to take a lunch sometimes, but it's there, you know? So I think that's amazing.
Is this a typical hotel practice? I didn't know this was going on.
I don't know. I worked at several, and the Marriott's the only one that's ever done it for us.
Oh, okay. Shout out for Marriott.
Thank you, Marriott. Yeah.
Take care of your people.
I like that.
A warm meal every day. I think I could get used to that. Mm-hmm. How about you? That sounds awesome. What are you doing right now? It's been a while since we've done that. Every once in a while we ask that question. Find out what you're doing. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. This is a cool name. Precious is on the phone. What are you doing right now?
I am an activities director at a senior living home.
Oh, bless you.
So we're going to be playing some games.
How fun.
Doing some exercise.
What?
Love
a
it.
Fun job.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, what a blessing you are.
No kidding.
It is. It's a dream job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for what you do.
Plus, you get to meet people on their way to Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Love it.
As we all are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yep.
Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Too. Bye-bye.
Wouldn't that be fun? I mean, I just think that would just be a blast. You're in charge of fun.
I like it.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. All right. So what are you doing right now? 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I just wanted to share what my joy is.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
It's time for that joy report. So, Brittany, what do you got for us?
Well, I was listening to you guys talking about it on the radio this morning, and it got me thinking of where do I find my joy? And I was talking to God about a no that he gave me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he said, my answer is never no, it's this way.
Oh, I like that.
And that was just really joyful in my heart that he never really does tell us no, because he always has a plan for our lives and a direction, and it's so wonderful to have him guiding our footsteps, and he never lets us go astray from that, and if he does, he holds us back the right way and says this way.
That's beautiful. Can you give us an example?
Well, the building that we were going to purchase was bought by somebody else. So that was my no, and he just has something better in store, and I know that he's got something in store for it.
Something better.
Yeah.
I like your attitude. I mean, how many things in life you think God's given you the big kibosh on? He's just going, hey, let's go over here instead.
I don't know why, but this old song came into my mind about trust and obey.
Oh,
and we used to sing it back in the 80s.
Obey.
See, you know it.
It was drilled into us as children. You trust and obey, children.
No, it's just the peace comes from that
it is
about.
You're right. When you trust God and release yourself to his plan, you're right, though. There's where the peace comes from.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that and getting me to think about the blessings in my life.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
So do you have any joy to report? We got to hear from you. Call right now, 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.